This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, October 3rd. God's word to you today is power and grace. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 4, and it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." God is not only all-powerful, God is 100% loyal. If you make God your shepherd today, you will experience God's absolute power and total loyalty. The truth is this: if you are where God wants you to be, you are safer than anywhere else in the world. In other words, the safest place you could ever be is where God wants you to be. You are safer with God in a bad place than you are without God in what you think is a good place. Why? It is because your God, the Good Shepherd, is not only all-powerful, He is 100% loyal to you. This truth brings comfort and rest, despite the numbers, economy, or government policy indications. If you have the Lord as your shepherd, the rod of His power comforts you. When David insisted that he will not fear evil, it was not only because of God's rod, which is God's power, but also because of His staff, which is God's grace. The staff is the grace of the shepherd. Sheep always get into self-inflicted trouble. No other creature puts itself so ignorantly into trouble like sheep. They sometimes jump into a river even though they cannot swim. The top of the staff is usually shaped like a hook, and it is used to grab and drag the sheep out of the river. When the sheep gets stuck in a thicket or in a thorny bush, the shepherd would use the staff to rescue the sheep. The staff is the tool used to untrap, to extend grace, and to offer release to the sheep. The staff is used to keep the sheep within safe boundary. Imagine a land with points A, B, and C. Each of these points is close to the river. However, the shepherd knows that points A and B have a steep depression. If sheep attempt to drink from these points, they would tumble and fall into the river. So the shepherd would lead the sheep past points A and B to point C, where the land slopes gently towards the river, and they can drink without danger. But one or two sheep feel they understand the terrain better than the shepherd, or will be too impatient and rush to drink at points A and B. When this happens, knowing what will happen to the sheep, the shepherd would use his staff to keep the sheep that attempt to stray within boundary. But sometimes, when sheep hang around goats too long, they begin to behave like goats and won't listen to the shepherd. In such rare situations, the shepherd will have to whack such sheep with the rod. The lesson is, if you miss the staff, you will not miss the rod. If you miss the word, you will not miss the rod. Let us pray. Father, your grace and power comfort me and keep me on the right path. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.